We're CPA Mobile.
On the road. Oh, hello, David. W2T sitting at home.
Yeah, they let me out every now and then. Not very often, though. But, I am out and unsupervised.
That part of it was true, since you said you were on the road and, you know, gotta watch things like that, so that you don't get lost out there and all. So, anyway, how you been doing, my friend?
Doing good. Can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, after that quick trip to Florida and back, I'm still recuperating, getting myself back together, and as they say. Because that, you know, 7.5 hours on the trip down on Thursday and 6.5 hours back on Tuesday, you know, for a quick turnaround like that. For an old man like me, that's rough.
You ain't that old. And so how's your sister doing?
Well, she's making it. I mean, she had some heavy dental surgery done, and of course, with her, that's a big thing, because she's afraid of dentists. She doesn't like dentists and doesn't like them messing around in her mouth. So anyway, and it was major oral surgery, so that took care of all of that. Now all she's got to do is let everything heal up and the swelling go down and everything get back to normal, and then maybe she'll work on getting back to normal. But that's taking a while, and she's just a few years younger than me, so she's like me. It takes longer to heal from things like this when you have it done. So she's getting there, though.
Remember my last surgery, which has been a while ago, and it was on my throat. They did a thing for that surgery they do for sleep apnea. They cut out the back of your throat, your uvula, and take a chunk of skin out back there. And he couldn't use the laser. It was bleeding so bad he had to stitch it. I had 50 stitches in my mouth, and you talking about hurting, golly day. Unreal, but anyway, and so I was talking to the doctor about it, and I said, well, you know, it shouldn't be too bad, because, you know, I had me when I was 24, and he says, yeah, but you're a little bit older now, so it's going to take you longer to heal. And I thought, man, he could have gone all day and not said that.
Oh, yes, it's that information that you wish they had never given you type thing. Been there, done that, don't have a T-shirt for it, don't want one that advertises I had all that done. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You always hate the doctor to hear the doctor say that very statement. It, you know, it runs chills up and down your back. So, anyway, yeah, well, this was, like I said, major oral surgery for her, and it went all right, but it's not, you know, she's still recovering, and that's going to take a while. So it is what it is, and we just continue to do what we can do and get on with life, you know. So anyway, so how'd your tennis match go today?
Really well for the guys on the other side of the net. We had them 5-2, 5-2. You know, you only play 6. And I'd be daggum if they didn't win the next, let's see, they won the next, what would that be, 7 games, 7-2, 7-11, I don't know. Anyway, they won the rest of the games, and they beat us, and It was rather humiliating, and then they played another set, and I'd be doggone, they didn't beat us again. So, but I'm done with tennis for the weekend, and I'm hurt. Oh me, but yeah, it's nice this morning. I don't even think I broke a sweat, and nice and cool, and So it was a good morning to play tennis.
It it's a little bit better weather-wise for overall for temperatures, yeah. Of course, the pollen is out there is bad. You know, the upstate of South Carolina is under a high pollen warning, so that came out this morning. Has been for the last couple of days and expected to be for the next couple until we get some rain. So, you know, and I'm just glad I don't have a lot of things to do outside, and getting them done inside, you know, keeps me from running around out there and getting all that crap in my sinuses and everything else, which, you know, then gets in my throat and goes from there, and it gets worse. So, it is what it is, and I guess we deal with it, and you know, and make and life goes on, as they say, and everything. But well, sounds like it was good for a while, but you know, things like that do happen to us. We're not always winners, you know.
Right. Well. It's like that song, some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. So anyway, and then there's several songs like that. Steely Dan came out with one for the Demon Deacons when they got beat by Alabama, you know. And they were trying to figure out, you know, they call Alabama the Crimson Tide. You know, call me Deacon Blues.
Taking a trip down to Alabama back in the day when I was in college, and I was in the marching band at the University of South Carolina. And we made a little trip down to Alabama. And, of course, Alabama is known as the Million Dollar Band, or they were back then. I guess they're still considered that these days. But anyway, our football team went down there and got the, you know what, knocked out of us. But the band went on the field, and we outplayed them that day. So it felt, that part of it felt good, you know. And yeah, sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a bad day, and you just roll with the punches. And like I said, that day we went out there and outperformed them, so we were happy about that. Football team wasn't happy. And that was a long trip back from Alabama, because we left after the ball game, loaded up the chartered buses after the ball game, and headed back to South Carolina. And all, because this was a Saturday evening game. This was a Saturday game, and we had to be back on campus Sunday morning. That's what it called for. So we were on the road again, as they say back then.
Why did you have to be back on Sunday? You didn't have class on Sunday.
No, but there were restrictions on back in that time. This was back in the 60s, and there were restrictions on how when you were out of the dorms like that as to when you had to be back in the dorms and things like that. So it was a case of everybody had to be back in their dorms by Sunday, and for classes to start on Monday, because we left there that night. Like I said, it was an evening game, and we left there, and the trip back from Birmingham was a trip that lasted, well, we got back in somewhere around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, so needless to say, it was a long trip, and we got out, and we got on the road somewhere around, by the time we got the buses and all of our equipment loaded, it was somewhere around 9:30. Something like that. So you figure the time. That was an 8-hour bus trip.
You could just go ahead and you know, wait for the cafeteria to open and eat your breakfast. You know, he's going to bed. Yeah, when I was at Mars Hill, I remember the band got in one time, and I was dating a girl that played the flute in the band, and then they got home at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you know, it just every time I checked in with at the girls' dorm, the time just got later and later and later. It was really really something, but oh me, those were the days. But well, I'm pulling in my oldest daughter's driveway here, so I'm gonna have to run, and we're helping her pack up again. She moved the right off here off Augusta Road, and nice house, but she decided after 3 months she wants to go back to Powdersville. So Lord help us. Here we go again. I'll clear out of here. Stick around for your final. 73 is rusty and don't get in any trouble. Talk to you later. KB4 CPA.
Have a good rest of the day and go help your daughter. You know, that's one of the things of parenthood. You gotta take care of the kids. And so anyway, we'll catch you later. And maybe your next tennis match will be a better match than what you had today. Talk to you later, David. KB4 CBA W2T 73s for now.